Good evening.
It is good to see so many of you here, my dear friends. I join with you in another one of your earthly years. And it brings me great joy to know that each one of you continues along your earthly pathway, not always easily, but nevertheless with a determination that is a credit to you all. I will say once more, life's journey under this earth's plane does not always run smoothly as you would like. But, my dear friends, what you should gain from those experiences is a strength and a knowledge that spiritually you are growing strong. That will be my hopes for you in this your coming year, that each one of you recognizes that divinity which you all are, that you recognize it and you make full use of the knowledge that you have gained. I do not and could not expect more from you. And I know that at times it must seem that I constantly repeat myself. I do this only for you, my dear friends, in order that anything you gain from our meetings sinks into your minds and hearts and souls. That is my wish for you all. I will not stay with you too long this evening. But if you have any questions for me, I will endeavor to answer them for you.
Any questions?
Perhaps I could just mention that two friends, Professor Irvin Laszlo and his executive secretary, Georgi Zapov, plan to sit in with us during April this, but I'm sure will be a great treat and experience for all of us here, and I look forward to your meeting, Selimet, with two who are rather more of more qualified intelligence than we who sit here. I hope that will be a pleasant experience for you too.
I accept that it will be pleasant to meet those who wish to come, but do not underestimate yourself or anyone within this room. I came to you in all simplicity, and I am happy to meet all kinds of people. Therefore, I understand your excitement. Of course I do, but I have to say, within this room, there are souls who will far outshine anyone of greater intelligence in your world. I ask you, dear friends, not to forget this.
We're aware of wonderful connections that we have here.
Yes, and let us hope that those dear friends who wish to come find the joy that I know sometimes you all do by just being in this room. I do hope they are in tune with the energies which all of you supply. But it will be a pleasure.
Yes. Yes.
I, of course, will endeavor to be here whenever they so wish to come.
Wonderful. I've had things going through my mind recently. Your statement, spirit has always been, and then the space-time creation seems to have followed. And I had the thought that spirit has no space. So the entirely materialistic mind will see the beginning of the universe as a point source, simply because it has no space. But as spirit has no space, perhaps that is a scientific error of our modern times, that it did. Everything did not begin from a point source, and there was never any Big Bang.
Let me say this. You say spirit has no space, no material space. Spirit has no space, but all of space.
Yes.
Let us clarify that situation.
Yes, this is
a simple point, but a point that is neglected by your scientists in the most part. Their knowledge is gaining ground at a tremendous rate. At this time of the Earth's evolution. Yes. But they still have to find within themselves spirit.
Yes, while spirit has no space as such, it nevertheless, I take your point, is extensive throughout all.
It is everywhere.
This is a difficult
yes.
fact for us to get our brains around.
Yes, that is why there will always be things you cannot understand yes. whilst you exist mm. in a material world.
Mm. And the other thing that scientists think they understand is the expanding universe, which there are two reasons for supposing that it expands. One is the erroneous Big Bang beginning, yes. and the second point is what is known as the red shift, the absorption spectra of the elements seen against the light from distant galaxies seems to move towards the red end of the spectrum.
Surely that has got something to do with the fact that in my little wisdom I see it that as more and more of us are on the planet and more of us return to spirit, that obviously yes, things are going to grow because of spirit.
There are alternative explanations for
yes.
This redshift. And one that I would like to voice is that just supposing in its lengthy journey across the universe, light gives up some of its energy to the energetic void, if I could put it like that, then it would increase in wavelength. And that could be a further possible explanation for the red shift that is seen.
Yes.
In which case, we would have a steady state universe.
I'd much rather simplify things.
I was about to say, you can give names to anything at all within the scientific world. I will repeat what I have said on a few occasions. Energy is never static.
And transmutable.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
So I would like to simplify, as the dear lady says, to say that energy is all around in the same way as spirit is nowhere but everywhere. Energy can not be static. It is transmutable, therefore it can travel across many universes as quite a natural happening.
Yes.
Your scientists complicate matters by their theories.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
You would agree.
Totally
I would agree. And I was going to put the question, if I may.
Yes.
Would you feel comfortable with the idea of a steady state universe as opposed to an expanding universe?
I'd much rather it expanded, personally.
You cannot be comfortable with a steady state universe.
Oh.
No, energy is ever changing, ever moving, transmuting itself. Energy cannot stay still. But I know where your question is going, and I understand how your scientists and people of knowledge feel. But basically, a lot of the time, these people do not believe in spirit.
No.
Hmm.
Therefore, their outlooks and their views are colored by this.
Yes.
If it's not a judgmental thing to say, I think their egos jostling for position to write the next paper on it seem to be more than if they spent the time meditating and going within and doing something completely different with their time, personally.
I understand your view, but they are, after all, people who are only seeking what I call the truth. Therefore, do not be too harsh on them. They are trying to find out, but they fetter themselves by their own views.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, there's a great need to take on board the values of spirit.
Yes.
And place those values together with scientific thinking. I think that is a way
yes,
to put it.
Rather than only just one. In that way will they arrive at the true conclusion.
Yeah.
But you have to give credit to them for the work that they are trying to do.
Oh, yes.
I do appreciate and I do respect.
Yes.
But I yes. think there's a long way to go before they are willing to look at the other side of the coin.
Those who have partly closed minds will never find a full picture.
No.
In the same way as you, my dear friends within this room, will never know the full picture whilst you inhabit a human garb.
No.
Yes, I think I'd be right in saying that our friend Rudolf Steiner, who has been through to us on three occasions recently, he seems to have been a scientist or philosopher who had spiritual connections whilst in his earth life.
I have to tell you, dear friend, there are many in our world who have had minds of seeking knowledge, but who have also been spiritual people.
Yes.
So be careful that you do not judge another by their viewpoint, because
as I
have told you, you cannot always know what or who that real person is.
I merely wanted to pick him out as an example.
I understand.
I appreciate there are many others.
He is one of what I would call the more modern age. Yes.
Yes.
But remember that much of spiritual knowledge has been lost on your planet through time.
Yes.
Therefore, it would only make sense, would you not agree, that those who have gone before have had a far more superior knowledge.
Yes, I think you're referring to the past great civilizations.
Yes.
Sorry, Matt, changing the subject, if I may, can I ask a question about free will?
Yes.
Not the free will to remain on our earthly plane, but the free will in which a person who is encumbered whilst here with a body and a mind that they've chosen to come back with, a disability. Cheryl had a patient, I can call her a patient, who died last Saturday in front of Cheryl. And I have the overwhelming feeling, and I said to Cheryl, that her free will to die because she was unhappy seemed to override everything. So am I correct that certain people do have the free will to do that? to pass.
I would hesitate to call it free will, but rather the power of the thought. Mm-hmm. I have told you so often that thought is the most powerful thing that you can possess. Mm-hmm. And of course, then free will can, of course, change the course of where you are going. Mm-hmm. So if someone creates the situation of wishing to leave the body, then that power of thought creates reality.
Right. Yes, I understand that.
So that is why these things happen. Mm-hmm. I would not say always that it was the right choice.
No.
Or that the free will was used wisely.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take individual cases as they are.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Remember always, the power of your thought creates the reality.
Yes.
Whether that be right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said something like that about Leslie when
yes.
he passed over.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Mm.
I was going to ask you, actually, there's been quite a lot of discussion at the moment about euthanasia, people who want to take their own lives. They can't, they're not going to do it through the power of thought, but they want to go to a clinic and end their lives. And I know you've said in the past that that isn't the right way to go about it. And you've also told us that... maybe we weren't ready to understand why. And I wondered if you're able now to tell us a little bit more as to why we shouldn't do that. Is it possible, or is there something we need to just
find out? Because you are curtailing your life before your lifespan is finished.
Okay.
Why should you curtail that lifespan? Because you think it is right, or you are right.
Mm.
You do not see the wider picture once again, so therefore why do you feel it is right to curtail that life?
Mm.
It is not correct.
No.
Mm.
It is never right, and I will stress never right.
Mm. In no circumstance whatsoever is it right.
When the spirit is ready, they will go naturally.
Mm. Yeah. So, no matter how much pain and discomfort they are in, that is where they have to be at that particular time.
Yes.
And even if they were to just touch one more life while they were in that despair,
yes.
that is their...
They're very often in the time... of discomfort, does the spirit come to the fore?
It seems to soar, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
And although I understand that human beings find this distressing, and so often we hear we would not allow animals, and I understand that love that you have, but you do not have the right to shorten your own lives.
Mm.
You can use your mind to help you along.
Yes.
But it should be a natural end.
So with an elderly domestic animal, as long...
Animals apply to the rules...
of the universe as well.
...of the human beings on this earth.
Right.
Yes. They belong to spirit in the same way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say no.
Okay.
Very good to have your firm statement on this, Sarah, because there has been much discussion
yes.
In the media.
There
about
is much controversy, I know. But always I have to say that is where I stand, that is what I know.
Would you agree that if some people get into a deep black hole of depression, and within a couple of days they hung themselves? Now, I can only think that something really terribly happened in the brain to do this when they leave children and a wife, that something made that chap so ill that...
Of course, my dear friend, but that still does not make it right.
No, it
doesn't. We know all of these things are parts of earthly living. We see it all so often, and you would be amazed at how many tears are shed in spirit for these beings who suffer so in that way. But it still is not part of universal law.
No.
You understand?
Yes.
I have to say, and I know that some people become upset and offended when I say that suicide is the most selfish of acts.
No, it is. Yes. Without judging them, it is.
That's funny, because somebody said that to me in my room only the other day.
Yes.
That was a selfish... I said, you can't say that, and I argued with him, but
no,
he was right.
It is a selfish act. And also often, I only wish you could see the despair they feel at what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
When they go over.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't turn back.
You cannot run away from a life given.
No.
Can I indicate a rather special type of suicide undertaken by some Tibetan monks who deliberately torch themselves as a matter of protest against their country being taken over by another? It's a political act. In that sense, not selfish.
But it must be selfish to their spirit.
How would you regard that, Selimet?
In a way, I understand what you are saying, but it is selfish that they deprive those who have loved them of that love.
Yes.
Remember, love is everything. And just to hurt deliberately one human being can never be accepted. No one on this planet is a soul entity. All of you are intertwined in one way or another.
Yeah.
Be it to a husband, a wife, to children, to parents. No one stands alone. So I have to say, yes, it would still be considered as a selfish act.
Yeah.
Although, as I say, I understand that they feel it is unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
Their view will change when their whole picture is once again shown to them. I cannot deviate from this answer.
No.
Because
it is a whole.
It is the truth.
Hmm.
I'm saying about the picture being shown to us after we passed, how quickly does that happen? Quite quickly as we pass
there
over?
Is no set time for anything, but quite quickly,
yes,
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
in your time. It would, of course, depend on the passing, on the person, and what situation they have passed from.
Yeah.
Now, my dear friends, I must leave you this time. I did not intend to stay so long.
We've kept you,
sorry.
But no, I am always pleased to be with you.
Well, it's a wonderful start to the new year for us. Thank you, Sally Mass.
I hope that we will have many more discussions and that I can help you in finding your own truth.
Thank you. Thank you.